We're at the end of Siman Shin Ches. Okay, so we talked about pets. We will have to cover a lot, so we're going to try to move. But we spoke about Balei Chaim. Balei Chaim are considered to be Mukso. We said over the Rosh. The Rosh says that even if the bird is there for you to play with, and Linoi Vishashua, it's still going to be Mukso. Okay, so Lisa, there's a discussion in Tosis of the Gemara in Shabbos Memhei that talks about an Afroach Met being Muksa. So Tosis says, why didn't it say an Afroach Chai, a live chick? Why a dead chick? Because a live chick you could use to give it to the child, a baby who's crying, you could play with it, and it'll make him feel better. So that's Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbeinu Yosef, one of the Bali Tosis, holds that a live chick is not Muksa because the kids play with it. Tosis then goes on to disagree with his Rabbeinu Yosef, and he says that it's going to be, he says that it's not true, and even the live chick is gonna be Muksa. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, it's not so posh that the pets are Muksa. The bottom line is the post-game go L'chumra, but there are a lot of Mechilim. There's Rabbeinu Yosef and Tosis who hold it's not Muksa, and the Tosis disagrees. There's the Marach or Zeruah who holds it's not Muksa, then he brings down the Rosh who holds it is Muksa. There's the Halachas Kitanas who hold it's not Muksa, and Rabbi Akiva Eger brings him down and disagrees and says it is Muksa.
A chick?
Any animal that you're Miyachid to play with. So the Maisa, the Mechilim, Yesh lahem al milismach, but all
the
what the pets?
The pet.
No, dog. I'm saying that the your pet dog, your animal, that's okay. your best friend, your pet who's there to play with. The art mekilim who say it's not muksa. The bottom line is the post game go luchumra and say it is muksa. But I'm just saying those who are mekil, yesh lahem al milismach.
Even though it's not yours.
No, if it's your pet, what do you mean? It's not yours. Now you can't take a cat off the street.
Yeah, but a dog of a friend.
Yeah, okay, same thing.
And what do you rely on?
There's a lot of mekilim, but lemaisa the contemporary svarim are all machmir. It's based on this. The Gemara talks about the pets. The animals are muksa, but animals in the times of the Chazal, like, so this is the one sugya, the efroach to play with. All the animals that talk about in Chazal were not pet. They were not to play. A pet means whatever the animal that you play with. They didn't play with their animals. They were there because they had a farm. You know, they laid eggs. Okay, so. Alright, so this is why I had a hard time with yesterday. We said that there's some sort of low plug, so the Rosh seems to say there's a low plug. But why then I was bothered yesterday, and now it's coming together. The Army Kilim, most poskim are machmir, one should be machmir. Those who are mekil, so you can't say that they're, mamish or even halacha. There's a lot of mekilim. And when it comes to a seeing eye dog for a person who's blind, so then there's even more mekilim again because that's a real shasot cha. Okay, fine. Now, in terms of for you to ask me, what about petting an animal? If the animal's muksa, does it mean you can't touch him at all? You can't move his hair. So the pashtus is like that. But at the end of Shin Beis, I think we learned this. At the end of Shin Beis is a bi'alacha. There's a Tosef, there's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Shin Beis Yidalef brings a Tosefta. The Tosefta says that you gotta dry your hands or clean your hands on the tail of a horse, which sounds like it's not going to be muksa. So one mahalik is no, the tail of the horse is detached. They cut it off of the horse, and that's why it's not muksa. There's enough.
Like a fox hat.
They talk about the fox tail also. Okay, the Bialocha doesn't really like that mahala so much. He leaves it with a tzarech in. He says it could be. His bottom line is, it could be that the lo osru rak gufon de balechayim velo b'sa'aran shehu mechubar lehen de lo choshev ke gufon bazeh. Maybe the hair of the animal is not what's muksa. The limbs, the evarim, the body of the animal is muksa, but not his hair. Now, I don't know, the tail is kind of a limb of the animal, I would think. I don't know. Okay.
Limb
is an eva. Okay, so petting the animal, those who are make rely on this. How reliable is it? You know, it's not, I'm not sure. I don't know. The postman don't love it, I don't think. It says that's right. The contemporary. Contemporary poskim? I don't know. Okay. Weiter, yalla. So now we're at the end of Shin Ches. Okay, I think we were up to, we got up to the ball. Okay, so the Mechaber seems to say a ball is muksa, Shin Ches Mem. Hey, the Ramah says it's not muksa. The Maisa, we assume that it is not muksa. Now,
why should it be muksa?
I don't know. Look at the Mishabur. He says muksa. They say nowadays, our balls nowadays, even the Mechaber would agree are not muksa. Okay? However, there is a Medrash, and there is a Yerushalmi that says that there was a city that was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos. Okay? Which sounds very severe. Now, to point to a specific halacha that one is over by playing ball is very hard to do. Some posts can try to do that. They try to point to different halachas. Lamaisa, it's where's Yerushalmi? I don't know. It's brought down in the Torah, or Beis Yosef brings it down. Yeah, at the end. Yeah, Beis Yosef brings it down, the Rosh Hashanah brings it down. Deshi brings it down. Yerushalmi is in Tainis. Dalit Hey. I think, in my humble opinion, it's hard to point to a specific halacha that one is over when playing ball. It's just something that's not appropriate. It's not Shabbos day. Now, why it carries with it such an oinish that the city was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos, I don't know. It's beyond my, you know, it sounds a little bit, you know, extreme. Right? If it's not over violating a specific halacha necessarily. Now, we will learn later on that to play outdoors, certainly on sand, you know, on, with marbles and things like that, so that could be over on a halacha. Okay, I'm not getting into that right now, but it's not appropriate to be playing ball on Shabbos for big kids outdoors. If the little kids are playing and it's indoors, okay, you know, ping pong, I don't think it's so terrible, I think it's okay. But to do outside in a public way, it's very, it's a real zilzal on Shabbos. Okay, right there. Shin Ches Mem Vav. Yes. Okay. Shin Ches Mem Vav, I don't understand, but we'll read it anyway. Otsulasis tachas atzilav zera hatolaim shosin ameshi. They used to hold underneath the arm some sort of worm that made silk. The worms make silk? Silkworms? Okay, silkworms. And these silkworms are also betiltul. V'od shumolid b'chumah. Because you're warming up the silkworm, you're helping him make silk. I don't know. I never saw a silkworm. I never saw someone hold a silkworm. I don't know. Right. Memzayim. Here's a biz. Machlokas ha'shonim. Machlokas ha'poskim. Yesh osim l'taltel beged shatnez. V'yesh matirim. You have a shatnez beged beged. So you can't wear it. So is it muksa? Is it not muksa? So that is a machlokas. Mishabu sivkat in kuf samich. You're not allowed to wear it. So it's muksa. V'yesh matirin kuf samich alav shemikomoko malbashu v'toskilo. But it's still a beged. Now I don't know why you can't use it for something else. I'm not allowed to wear it, but I'm allowed to use it to, I don't know, cover something. Maybe I can't sit on it, but I could use it. I don't know. I would think there's things you could do with it. But the Iker Kisvari Shona, that the beged of Shatnez is Muksa, and they talk about a beged that's supposed to be checked for Shatnez, that you're not aware, is also Muksa. Now, does every single beged that's made out of will have to be checked for Shatnez? Consult your local halachic Shatnez checker and posek. Right there. Shin Ches Mem Ches. Mutter Tata Minifab Shabbat Lavriach Zvuvim. A thing that scares away flies, chases away flies. It doesn't kill flies, it just chases them away. So it's a kli shemalachdol eter, and you're allowed to carry it. Well, a fly, I'm not sure, because a fly sweater is mostly to kill flies. So that would be kli shemalachdol le'iser, which you could still use to scare away flies, because you're using the tzorech gufo for a permitted purpose. You're allowed to scare flies on Shabbos, you're just not allowed to kill them. Sif Nun Harashba, which we had this in Shinzayin. Harashba Mati the Tatil Ashtrolov B'Shabbos. It's some sort of ball that helps you see the stars, something like that. V'chein Sifrei Chochmo. So that's Rami Yishas topic. But the Rashba says you're allowed to learn certain Chochmas on Shabbos, and therefore the books are not going to be Muksa. The Rambam holds that you're not allowed to learn Chochma on Shabbos, and therefore he holds that it might be Muksa.
It is Muksa.
That's the Rambam. Yesh the Stapik Badavar, says the Machaber. And the Mishaber brings down Kuf Samach Dal from the Gra, that filu la Rambam Mutra Betilto. V'chein v'inyan limud mitzali shizah Rashba. Okay, and Mishmur said the minigis mimeko that you're allowed to study Chachma. History is not called Chachma, but biology, science, I think math is also included in Chachma. One is allowed to learn that on Shabbos, but they shouldn't say, I'm studying for a test. And maybe if they're allowed to study for a test, also not so posh. Right, this is not posh. You can study for a Chumash test, a Halacha test, and Navi test. Yeah, I know. Okay, over here. So if you're doing it Lishma, they say the meaning is we make it. If you're doing it just for a test, so maybe not. If you don't say, already, you're studying for a test. What do you mean, Chafotzim? You're studying Chachma Sabriya. The what? Money?
Yeah.
No, you know how to study money.
Okay.
You can't read the New Wall Street Journal. You can't read. Right there, we discussed already in an olive. Ma shemora ala sha'ot shekorn urluzu type of watch, clock, bein shu shachob, bein shu min acher, yesh es tape, gimur to the tatlo, and for a poshim in a glasar, they had some funny kind of watches, which the mini grows to aser, and nowadays our watches and clocks are not muksa. We wear watches, most of us, and you have an alarm clock, you let them move it, you set it to go off Shabbos morning, you can't turn it off, you put it in the freezer so it doesn't wake up the whole family, right there.
Why then was it forbidden?
Because it was more of a moded, it was more of a thing of measuring sand, measuring this, measuring that, I don't really know what it was, right there. Nun beis. Mukta la'ashirim have a mukta va'afil anim ein metaltalim. So muksa, we said, basically goes by the owner of the object. So if this is beneath my dignity, because I'm very wealthy, I take this thing before Shabbos, I throw it in the garbage, it's broken. But most people wouldn't throw it out. But I did throw it out, because I'm a gvir. So, and then the ani wants to go take it out of the garbage on Shabbos, he's not allowed to do that. The usher threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, he turns it into muksa. Okay, great. That concludes Siman Shin Ches. Okay, I want to do shin test. Not the whole thing, but we'll start shin test. No, I'm not regging. Questions later. Questions. What do you want?
I want to be sure on noon.
What's noon? Yeah, that's what we learned back in Shin Zion. If you're allowed to learn Chachma or not. The Pashas of the Machaber is you're not allowed to learn Shar Chachmas on Shabbos. And Mishabura said the Minigus to be Mako, you had to learn Shar Chachmas on Shabbos. So then, if you're allowed to learn it, so the book is obviously not muksa, you're allowed to learn. If you're not allowed to learn from it, maybe the book is muksa. No, the Rambam said it was asa. Right, according to Rambam, it was asa. But the Mishnah Berurah says minig is to be maker, like the Mekilim, like the Rashba. Okay.
Yeah?
I don't know. There's a lot of other things that we throw into Shtari Hedyotos, like Michtavim and all sorts of things. So, this is the Chachma Sabriya. Okay, it happened to be that most people are Lolishma, they only read it for a test. What? I'm sorry? Maybe. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, you don't know what's in there. Okay, that was the whole Balagan, Shin Zion, that was very hard for us in 2018 to understand. Right? Now we're in Shin Tes. Okay. The Iker here is Shin Tes Dalet, which we're hopefully doing next week. But let's try to do all basic info. Shin Tes, we're learning now. Shabbos, Kufim Aleph and Beis. Mishnah says, Notel Adam et Beno v'Evin Biado. You're allowed to take your son, even though he's holding a rock. Now, that's not so simple. The truth is that you're not allowed to take your son if he's holding a rock. When you hold your son and your son's holding muksa, it's as if you are holding the muksa. And it is usur. So why does the Mishnah say it's mutter? The Gemara explains, I'm the Rabbi Yanai, Betinok Sheishu Ga'aguin Alavi. We talk about a kid who's delirious, he's going meshuga, he's crying, he's screaming, he's carrying on, he's together chayla, or he's going to be together chayla, and if you're going to take the thing out of his hand, or the father's going to put him down, he's going to go even crazier. So Chazal allowed you in such a case to hold the kid when he's holding muksa. So the Gemara asks, so then why only a rock? What about a coin? What if he's holding a $100 bill? So Rabbi says no. You can't hold him if he's holding a $100 bill. Why not? What's the difference between the rock and $100 bill? They're both muksa. So the rock, if it falls, the father's not going to come to pick it up. The $100 bill, if it falls, the father is going to come pick it up. Okay. Now, the Rashi wants to say that it's when I hold the kid, it's not like I'm holding the muksa, but we're afraid that, hold on. Actually, I don't know if that's 100% true, but he says that not only when I hold the kid, if the kid's holding something valuable, a $100 bill, whatever, is something muksa, not only I can't hold the kid, I can't even walk with him. I can't even hold his hand. Why? Because if he drops it, I'm going to come to pick up this valuable muksa. A rock, I don't care about. And therefore, we're not afraid you're going to pick up the rock. The Ramban says, we don't find that there's an issur to walk within dalanamas of your kid who's holding muksa, a valuable muksa. Like, what do you mean? He can't hold his hand, so can I stand next to him? What if he drops the $100 bill? I'm going to go pick it up. Like, we don't find such a gzera. He says, no. It's only when you're holding the kid, and it's almost like holding the $100 bill, and you'll say to yourself, if I can hold the kid who's holding $100 bill, well, if he drops the $100 bill, then it must be I can pick up the $100 bill. But it's only holding the kid, not holding his hand, not walking next to him. Now, Rashi doesn't tell us what it is walking next to him. Just talks about holding his hand. So both opinions are going to appear now in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Shin Tet or Tet Shin Aleph. Notel Adam et Bino. You're allowed to hold your son for Eben Biyado, and you're allowed to hold your son while he's holding a rock. It's funny. And it's not considered to be holding the rock just because you're holding your son who's holding the rock. However, you're only allowed to do this. It's only if he has gagua. In Hebrew means what? You miss him, right? Only if the kid is going to be delirious and scream and yell and carry on, if the father is going to put him down, or if the father, or he's going to drop the thing. It's a good word. The kid's going to go so nuts, he's going to become chole, sick, if you're not holding him. But if the kid's not going to scream and yell and carry on, then you're not going to hold your kid when he's holding a rock. And even if he's going to be delirious, and you are allowed to hold him while he's holding a rock, he only allow you to hold the kid if he's holding a rock. If he's holding onto a silver $1 coin, 10 shekel piece, and Dina Biyado, Afilu Lechos, Atinik Biyado, even to hold his hand, and he's walking, Bumalach Baragov Aser. Why? We're afraid he's going to fall, and the father's going to come to pick it up. Okay, now, do we say that about a 1 shekel piece, a half a shekel piece, 10 agarot? I don't know where you draw the line. It doesn't say a pruta, it says a dina. So it might be something more chashir, maybe 10 shekel, maybe a $100 bill, I think we all agree upon. This is the Rabban. Only when you're carrying the kid. But to walk and hold his hand. There's no problem holding the hand of your son if he's holding a valuable piece of muksa. There's no problem with that. So it's funny how the Shulchan Aruch spells out because the Mishabura and Sifkat and Gimel says the exact opposite. When the kid is not delirious and you're not allowed to hold him when he's holding a rock, why not? Mishabura says Sifkat and Gimel. The Mashi Metalta Latinok Imamuksa Abiki Ilu Atta Metalta Lamuksa Biyasa. It's as if you are carrying the muksa itself. So it's like interesting how the Shulchan Aruch says. So depending on the mood of the child, it either is or is not considered as if you yourself are holding the muksa. Now, how do we pass them? So usually we have a stam and a yesh omer. Malachik is stam. L'chomer like Rashi. Not only you can't hold your son when he's holding money, you can't even hold his hand. Is that the halacha? Via halacha. Diva masl v'yesh omer. But Bach kasa dinaktina l'chomer kisvara rishona. The Bach says we go l'chomer like the first shita. Avaba yirabba kasa v'yesh this machadeh azum shim sakanas choli. Now we're talking about a kid who's delirious, but he's holding a $100 bill. So am I allowed to? I'm not allowed to hold him. Everyone agrees I can't hold him. Am I allowed to walk holding his hand? He's carrying on, screaming. He wants to hold my hand, and he wants to hold this $100 bill. The Eli Rabbah says it's a makom choli, and you can be soymech lekula on the second shita. The Gam, the Ramban Basova, Ran Havio. The Ramban is the Basra. He came after Rashi. The Ran brings down the Ramban, and therefore it sounds like from the Bialacha. I mean, you have to know how to read the Bialacha, but it sounds like that the kid's carrying on. He wants to hold his hand, and he still wants to hold his muksa, which is valuable. It sounds like it might be okay.
that's what his mukta is called? That's it? That's including a mukta?
This is mukta, why not?
No, that's a siman. Including a mukta.
Is it mukta? Shin ches, shin tash, shin yud, shin yud alef, it's all mukta. Tiltu adei debrachay mutu b'shabes. Tiltu mukta. Okay, Siv Beis. Okay, the next, this is an interesting gemara actually. Basically, there's two gersals in the gemara with very important nafkamina. Let's just do the Gemara. It comes out of the Gemara in Kuf Mem Aleph and Kuf Mem Beis. It's the same Mishnah over there. It's the Hemshech of the Gemara. Let's see. Siv Beis is Pashut, everyone agrees to. And Siv Gimel is dependent on the Machlokas and the Gears and the Gemara over there. But let's see Siv Beis. Kalkala, a basket. Shaitan Nukuva. It has a hole. There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Lila, dear Lila. There's a hole in the bucket. And you want to fill it with a hole, with a rock. Kalkala Shaitan Nukuva. Ustam of Evan. You filled it with a rock. Mut to the Taltala. So now I have a basket with a rock in it. And the rock is Muksa Bepashtas. No, you're allowed to move the basket with the rock. Why? Because what did you just do? You just filled the hole with a rock. The rock now became a patch. It became part of the bucket. Shreinase kedofnam became like the wall of the kli. The chen dala'at, yeah, they used to use dala'at, a pumpkin, to as a bucket to draw water. The latch, you tell them, but Evan, they will put a rock in it because a pumpkin floats. So how are you going to get water in the Dalat when they lowered it down into the well? So they had to put a heavy rock so then it would weigh it down and then drop water. Kidei lachbida, to weigh it down, to be able to fill up with water. If the rock is not just sitting in there, but it's tied on, it's attached somehow, she'eino nofil, it will not fall out. Mutu lamalos, bashukumot daza atzma shubat lagabah, imav asa. If you attach it somehow, it becomes part of the kli. Once it becomes part of the kli, it's part of the kli. It's not mukse anymore. It's not a regular rock, right? We already said you can be miyachin a rock la'olam for a specific purpose, and that's basically what you're doing over here. And the issue, I think, he brings down some poskim who say just that. Even if it's not attached, if you're miyachin it la'olam, so then it's okay. So certainly when you attach it, it becomes part of the kli. So it's part of the kli, great. Shalom aleichem. Okay, Siv Gimel. This is a machlokes gersal between Rashi and the Rambam, but this is the halacha, and it's a significant halacha. Let's see. Kalkala mlea perot ve'evin besocha. You have a basket. In the basket are fruit and a stone. The stone is muksa. The fruit are not muksa. So we have something called buses. So how do you determine? So we're not really discussing buses over here. The assumption is not a buses. A bus is, okay, you know what, we'll wait till he talks about buses. The Mishnah is going to talk about buses. Alright, let's see the Shulchan. So you have a basket full of fruit and a stone inside. Imhein peros rutubim kegon te'enev anavim, if they're delicate, rutub means moist. They're basically delicate, sensitive fruit that if they fall out of the basket, they're going to get ruined. So yitilos ha'kamoshi, you're allowed to take the basket with the fruit and the muksadika stone, which is inside the basket. Why? Sheminara peros mizocha yipostu. If you're going to empty the basket, so then there's a good chance that the fruit are very delicate and sensitive, and they're going to get smashed up. They're going to get ruined. Have a bunch of walnuts. Not going to get ruined. So you're not aiming. So then you should tilt the basket and tilt out. Basically, dump it upside down and then take what you want. But don't carry the rock inside the basket for no reason. So tilt, dump out all the walnuts. And dump out the stone. But don't walk around carrying a basket with, even though it's not a bus, as we'll see, but not to carry the basket with the fruit and the stone. Even if it would be a busis, which we'll talk more about next week, a busis means that the basket itself becomes a muksa. Here, the basket does not become muksa. But you're indirectly moving the rock. You're moving the rock by moving the basket. So that's something that, lechatchila, you should not do. So if you could dump it upside down, and then take whatever you want, the nuts that you want. But if we're dealing with sensitive, delicate fruit, and there's a good chance that they will get ruined by dumping it, now, okay, whatever. And therefore, you're not obligated to dump it, and you can move the basket as is, even though you're moving the rock inside the basket. Now, that's assuming that you want the basket, or you want the fruit. But let's say the basket's on the table, and I really want the place of the table. I want to set the table now. The basket's over here. So if I'm going to dump it upside down, I'm going to be left with a muksadika rock on the table where I want to set it. And I'm not going to move it in Sof Makomo. But right now, I'm not moving the muksa directly. It's in a basket with fruit. Okay, and therefore I will be allowed to move it. So lechatchila, if there's no skin off your back, if it's not a big deal, the fruit are not going to get ruined. You don't need the place it's in, so dump it upside down, and then you know take whatever you want. But if you can't dump it because it's going to get ruined, or you can't, the space, it's going to take a valuable space, whatever you want this area. So then you're allowed to move it around as is. Okay, Mishma Sivkatan Tes Kemochehi. Okay, so you're allowed to carry the basket with the fruit and the stone. Av Sheish Evan Betocha, even though there's a stone inside. Why? The Nasakakala Basis the Isulahetter. The basket is a basis, a base for the muksa, the stone, and the heter, the fruit. And the rule is, you go by which is more chashuv. What that means, we'll have to discuss at a future point in time. But here, for sure, the rock is not worth anything, and the fruit are. The heter, the fruit are more chashuv, and therefore, the rock is not significant compared to the fruit. So it's as if the basket has just the fruit. In terms of how I view the basket, is the basket muksa or not? It's a basket to fruit, not a basket to muksa. Okay, but the problem is, when I move the basket, which is not muksa, I'm moving the Evan. I'm not supposed to move a rock on Shabbos. Even though the rock is moving with you, I'm allowed to walk around with it. I don't have to take out the peros one by one. Why? Maybe they'll fall on the floor. If in the basket you have little baskets of fruit, you can easily take them out and then nothing's going to get ruined, so that's a better way of doing it. But I'm not obligated to go crazy and to damage my fruit or risk damaging my fruit or risk a mess on the table that's going to be problematic, and I can just move the basket even though I am thereby moving the muksa as well. But if there's no big deal, then I am supposed to dump it out. Mishmasikot and Yud. Aval imheim, if they're strong peros, they're not going to get ruined. Or like walnuts is a good example. Okay, Mishucha be'ez eitzel sakin shaytel to Evan, so I can easily get rid of the rock by dumping the whole thing. Lo ikilibazeh. Avshu bas isleta. Even though, so it's two dinim. What is the din? Is this basket muksa or not muksa? We say it's not muksa. It's not, the peros are more chashuv than the rock, and therefore it's a basis to the peros, the rock doesn't count. Good, so now I can move the basket. But when I move the basket, I'm also moving the rock, which is still muksa. So if I can easily get rid of it, I should do that. Go near, tilt it, dump it. But if not, it's not a big deal. Okay, now, there is one discussion over here which I thought of years ago. I was so proud of myself. And it says, Machlekes Rav Eliyashiv Shlomo Zalman. We said that, Bidyavin, you can't dump it out. As long as it's not a bus, I'm allowed to carry it around, even though it's moving the muksa. Now, if that muksa inside is my recorder, and I'm afraid it's going to get damaged, I'm moving it really to protect my recorder, that's going to be awesome. That's moving, that's tiltum in atzad, it's tiltum in davar acher, indirectly moving the muksa to protect the muksa. That's for sure going to be awesome. Here, we're not talking about protecting the rock. We just, the rock happens to be there, and we want to get rid of it, but we can't get rid of it. It doesn't work out. But does one have to figure, let's say I have a non-busted situation, and if I can't tilt it out, I don't have to tilt it out. So I'm allowed to carry it around, move it around, even though there's going to be muksa in being moved around. Do I have to think about this before Shabbos and make sure that there's not going to be even low-grade, not chashuv muksa in something that I plan on moving on Shabbos? For example, let's say this is my bag. I have in here eight svarim, very chashuv, and 20 shekel. So the 20 shekel is not as chashuv as my 8 svarim in my bag. And I'm planning on carrying around my bag on Shabbos. Do I have to make sure before, but when I carry around my bag, so really, if I can, I should tilt it. But if the Sfarim are going to go flying, it's going to make about, maybe I can take the Sfarim out. Okay. But do I have to make sure before, it's a, I have a heter to carry around the bag with the 20 shekel in it, because 20 shekel is not as chashuv as the Sfarim. The Sfarim is the ikir. The bag is not a busis. Do I have to, before Shabbos, make sure that I don't have that 20 shekel in the bag so I don't have to rely on the heter that I have to carry around the bag and the mele be metaltel the muksa?
Before Shabbos, yeah. I thought that the heter is a bit of
So we're talking about it on Shabbos. So it sounds like, right, the whole head is with the Eved. It sounds like before Shabbos, you should think ahead and take care of it. That's what I also thought. Rav Yashiv holds like that. He holds it before Shabbos. It comes up by different drawers that might have some muks in it. Assuming, again, if the muks is the ikker, it could be the drawers, busses, and you can't open the drawer at all. It comes up by different doors. Okay, you have to get into the door of a house will not be muks. What about the door of a refrigerator? What about the door of the freezer? What about, you know? So let's say I have a lot of pastries in a drawer in a freezer, and I have one piece of raw fish, which is muk. So let's say. So I'm allowed to open up the drawer if I need to get there. I don't have to tilt it. I can't tilt it. It's not practical. Okay. Do I have to make sure before Shabbos that pastry drawer doesn't have one little piece of muksa inside? Because when I open it, I'm being taught to the muksa. Rav Yashin says yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you're not required to do that. Okay, that is Shintes Gimel.